Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article from The New Yorker titled, Why Even Try If You Have AI? It Really Makes You Think.
Ooh, thought-provoking title. What's the central argument?
Well, the author, Joshua Rothman, uses a clever analogy of building elaborate ball ramps with his son to illustrate the joy and importance of effortful repetition. This idea of trying, failing, revising, and trying again.
I get that. It's like the process of figuring things out for yourself is rewarding, right?
Exactly. He contrasts this with the dogged pursuit of an ideal, like perfecting a racing line or making the perfect omelet. With the ramps, there's no single perfect outcome, just constant exploration and growth. It's about expanding your possibilities, not reaching a fixed endpoint.
But how does AI fit into this?
That's the crux of the matter. Rothman argues that AI offers us a shortcut, a way to skip the unpleasantness of thinking. Why struggle with writing an email or planning a trip when an AI can do it for you?
So it's tempting to just let AI handle everything, but that might not be the best approach long term.
Precisely. He compares it to physical laziness, convenient in the moment, but ultimately detrimental to our well-being. We risk becoming cognitively weak, reliant on AI for even basic mental tasks.
He mentions the centaur concept, right? Humans and AI working together?
Yes, but he questions whether we'll even bother developing the expertise needed to be effective centaurs if we offload too much thinking to AI upfront. It's like, if you always let a calculator do the math for you, you might forget how to do it yourself.
True. You raise a good point, though, about character development. Isn't there a certain value in struggling and overcoming challenges ourselves? It builds resilience, teaches us to problem solve.
Absolutely. Rothman suggests we might become more like consumers of intellectual products than active thinkers. Our minds shaped by preferences rather than learning.
I see. So the article isn't anti-AI. It's more a cautionary tale about maintaining our cognitive fitness.
Precisely. It's a call to be mindful of how we use these powerful tools and to ensure we don't sacrifice our own mental growth in the process. We need to find a balance, to use AI to enhance our abilities, not replace them. We should still write those best man speeches, even if ChatGPT can write a decent one.
Makes you think, doesn't it? What should we focus on then, if we're to stay mentally sharp in this age of AI?
Perhaps cultivate mental habits similar to physical exercise, purposefully engage in effortful repetition in areas we value. Think of it as a mental gym. Choose activities that challenge us, where we learn by doing, failing, and trying again. Maybe set aside phone-free time for deep thinking, or dedicate time each week to learning a new skill, like coding, playing an instrument, or even building those ball ramps.
Haha, ball ramps. Got it. Thanks for this insightful discussion.
You're welcome. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. We hope this sparked some thought about your own relationship with technology and the importance of keeping your mind engaged. Until next time.
Goodbye.